Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. Jim, good weekend to get out to the track, isn't it?
It is. It's a gorgeous weekend for racing. Really nice to have kind of the temperatures turning a little bit and the crowds being able to expand. So that's good news, too. So, yeah, a big weekend ahead.
South Laramie for Hawthorne Racecourse out there in Stickney, 3501 South Laramie. Jim, are you getting people from all over the area these days?
We really are, and it's one of those things where we saw last year when we were able to reopen for racing that people were kind of looking for those outlets to find a way to really kind of just get out and enjoy themselves a little bit. And with having the outdoor seating and racing during the summer, we were able to provide that. So you're seeing more and more people kind of come and converge on the racetrack at Hawthorne, see what's going on with the construction as well for the facility, and watch the races. But racing every weekend and racing in the evening gives them that opportunity.
All right, Jim, a big weekend here. The Preakness Stakes tomorrow at Pimlico. You gave us good guidance going into the Derby a couple of weeks ago. The latest news on Medina Spirit is that so far so good, and Medina Spirit is the favorite in this race. But who else should we be looking at?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, with the news that came out after the Derby, Dave, it was a little odd seeing kind of how everything has transpired. But you're right. All the pre-race tests and that have gone perfectly fine for every horse leading into the Preakness, especially Medina Spirit. And here's the thing. Bob Baffert has two horses in the Preakness Stakes. He has Medina Spirit, and he has Concert Tour. I think Concert Tour was actually the better of the Baffert horses leading into the Derby, and they skipped the Derby with Concert Tour. So that's one of those horses you have to focus on. And then there's not a whole lot of horses that come back from the Kentucky Derby. Medina Spirit's back. Midnight Bourbon is back, and Keep Me in Mind. So maybe look at Midnight Bourbon, who had a little bit of a troubled trip in the Derby and still came running on late in a race where not a whole lot of horses closed ground. So really, I do think the two Baffert horses you definitely have to focus on in Medina Spirit and Concert Tour, but Midnight Bourbon could be the little bit of that wild card in the Preakness.
And you could probably get a little better price on Midnight Bourbon, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're looking at 5-1, and it's probably going to hold right around that. Medina Spirit's your 9-5 favorite. Concert Tour is probably going to be your 5-2 second choice. Midnight Bourbon, I do think if you can get 5 or 6-1, it provides a little bit of value in that race. Maybe put that horse on top of a couple others in Exacta and try to cash a little bit bigger ticket.
How about Rombauer?
Rombauer is interesting for the fact that this was a horse that won in California back in February and came flying late in that race, and then ran in the Bluegrass at Keeneland and rated much closer to the pace. And the horse finished third behind Essential Quality, who was the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. So Rombauer is a horse that is a legitimate racehorse, seems to be kind of progressing as his three-year-old season has moved on. If he can move up just a little bit, he is a horse that could be a factor, probably at double-digit odds.
Jim, what do you say to the novices, folks who have never been to the track and might be a little intimidated?
Sure. The biggest thing, just make it easy. You know what? If you just bet a couple of dollars on a horse just to win in the race, it's an easy wager to place. You can just walk up to the mutual clerk and say, I'd like $2 to win on the 3 horse or $2 to win on the 5. And it's going to give you the same excitement watching the race as somebody who's been wagering on the races for 20 years and puts together a lot of exotic wagers. So just put a couple bucks to win on a horse, watch that race, cheer that horse down the stretch, and you will see that excitement.
Hawthorne Racecourse, and it's harness racing this weekend. First race tonight, 7:10 p.m. Jim Miller, our thanks as always. Jim, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Good luck in the Preakness.
To all.